A decade ago, jazz pianist Uri Caine began a series of radical retoolings of music by European composers, such as Mahler, Schumann, Wagner, and Beethoven. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead especially liked Caine's take on Bach's Goldberg Variations a few years ago. Now Kevin reviews the new CD, Uri Caine Ensemble Plays Mozart.
Uri Caine, in the role of a hapless pianist who kicks off his Mozart a bit too fast and leaves his left hand behind. But once that hand tastes freedom, it makes a run for it, like it harbored a boogie pianist trying to break out. That ability to work subtle and surprising variations on familiar material is a tribute to Uri Caine's pianistic chops, broad musical knowledge, and dry sense of humor. On Uri Caine Plays Mozart, he doesn't go digging for the forgotten Wolfie. Instead, he makes a beeline for some of the world's best-loved melodies and then stuffs them in his blender. He'll play the music almost straight, move his hands out of sync like the 19th century pianist who invented ragtime, jazz up the rhythms like some swinging 60s Frenchman, or throw in a little rock and noise. But Caine's no postmodern coroner, slicing up the corpse of old European culture. Much as he tinkers with the rhythms, he's so attentive to the melodies, you know he prizes Mozart as living music. His treatments may be weird, but they're not ironic. Uri Caine's eight-piece band, including electric guitar and DJ Olive on turntables, meets the pianist on his own ground, tweaking but not tearing the material. Violinist Joyce Hammond does the heavy classical lifting. Jim Black does wonders finding a role for the very un-Mozart-y drum set. Shying away from the ride cymbals, he doesn't clash with the high overtones of violin or Chris Speed's clarinet. Trumpeter Ralph Alessi has the right combination of jazz feeling and classical chops to nail this stuff. Mozart's Turkish Rondo, stretched across a Turkish five-beat rhythm, an odd meter recalling Dave Brubeck back when he cut his Blue Rondo a la Turk. True, that had a different Turkish beat, but those are the sorts of deep connections Caine makes. In the end, his reworkings confirm the power of Mozart's melodies, both irresistible and indestructible. Uri Kane Ensemble plays Mozart is a miracle of tone, somehow respectful and overly familiar at the same time. It makes me wish Kane would turn his attention next to Charles Ives, American composer with a taste for musical role play, humor, and exploiting familiar tunes. Then again, after this, maybe that had seemed too easy.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Uri Kane Ensemble Plays Mozart on the Winter and Winter label.